September 11th, this is Friday, here on our Garden Island Ashram, Kwa'arinam. Today is the end of a phase. According to our moon calendar, it's comparable to the end of the week. Tomorrow and the next day, we have two retreat days when the Arinam is closed to guests and we turn inward. Not that we're not turning inward all through the week, we are, but we turn inward to talk among ourselves, to summarize what we have done, to renew our vision of the future, our purpose, our plan, our persistence, and where we put our energies. All the members of Saiva Sadhana Church and students of Amalin Academy, who are Oro Shishya, come to Kwa'arinam at the end of every phase to attend a beautiful puja, worship service to Lord Murga. Each phase, a new acharya takes a turn in giving the inspired talk. This time, it's Acharya Seon Swami, who's speaking on numerology and the mystic Vedic calendar of number nines. We'll show you this very soon and try to explain it the very best that we can. It's also almost unexplainable. Since we're going on retreat, this will be and has been a quiet day. In the evening, this evening, all the acharyas will meet and discuss our worldwide international teaching programs, children's classes, youth retreats. We hold a youth retreat in the country of Mauritius almost every month. One is planned from now on to next year. 50 to over 100 youth meet and learn of the divine teachings and to improve their lives. We are here on the planet to improve our life. It's providential. It's within your karma that you are listening to Gurudeva today, talking with you to improve your life. I cannot improve your life. Only you can improve your life. The gods cannot improve your life. God himself cannot improve your life. Only you can improve your life through the use of your willpower, through invoking love through your heart, through awakening latent superconscious inner intelligence, that still small voice, that all-seeing eye. Only you can do that. No one else can do it for you, but we all can point the way. The gods and God can lovingly guide. The gurus, the swamis, spiritual leaders of all kinds can point the way. Some base their knowledge on scripture that they've learned to memorize. Others base their knowledge on their personal experience, and others base their knowledge on realization. Personal experience is good to a point because it teaches us what not to do. So we guide others not to make the same mistakes that we have made. Scripture is wonderful, and codes of ethic are great, but rather dry, hard to follow, unless a personal example is there. Therefore, those of you who are mothers and fathers, aunties and uncles, for the next generation to come up strong, be the example. Children learn through their eyes more than their ears. Children learn through vibration from the auras of the individual around them more than what they are told. If you're angry with children, children will become angry with other children and their children, because that is the way to behave. That is pushing humanity downhill. We want to bring a new age. A new age on this earth will come the proper behavior within the home.